Well, good evening, people. Well, I'm sitting on my blue velvet chair I just bought and put together, and I'm swinging all over the place. It feels very nice on my ass, because you know I do these videos commando. And I've got a chilled brewski beside me, of course, because today was my last day before Christmas and New Year's. I have 2 weeks off. My God, that's forever! Well, it probably won't be. It'll be the end soon, I know. But not tonight. So you people must have noticed, just like I have, more and more rules and regulations are coming in all the time. But they're not about something serious. They're more personal. Things you can't and can say. What color your front door should be. And a man was just fined £100 for wolf whistling at a femon. Yes, with femons it always comes down to money. They'll just take that £100 off the man and give it back to the femons as they do. But why is there so many rules and regulations about personal things coming in all the time, and the police are starting to enforce them? Now you expect that sort of thing in North Korea, of course, but not in the Western world, really. Men, we all know us real men that femons are control freaks, aren't they? With different degrees, of course. But we've all seen that husband or whatever long-term boyfriend in the house, and he's not allowed to go into that room or go into this room or sit on that chair. It's all control. Men, femons have got into politics, and we even had a police chief that was a femon too in the UK. And all femons are roughly wired the same way. Don't do what I do, do what I say. Because they make these laws or these laws, but they're not for them, they're for you. Generally for men, not for femons. And it's to control you. And if you've ever noticed how similar young, obnoxious children are just like femons in a way. They act out and play up and throw hissy fits, don't they? Just like femons do. And if you ever noticed a femon talking to a really young children, she talks to them on their level, because she is their level. Children just see a plate of food in front of them and there it is, delivered. They don't care where it came from. And most femons live in an unrealistic world too, don't they? And they have completely double standards for them and for men. If a middle-aged man goes out with a very young femon, he's shamed by the femons. That's disgusting. It's horrible. He should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. But when a middle-aged femon, even older, goes out with a young man, that's empowering. Generally, femons don't really want to go out with an overweight, obese man. But men are supposed to go out with obese women and still find them attractive. Men going on these dating apps and having two or three girlfriends in a couple of days is just disgusting behavior from the male. Does he not respect these females at all? But femons can go with a dozen men in a week, and she's empowered. And you ever notice just lately that in any situation, no matter what it is, they take their tops off and get their tits out? It's a sort of a one-trick pony thing for them. So when they can't think of anything else, they just get their breasts out. And usually they can't think of anything else. And what about these teachers, these male teachers who go with their students? Well, they're just vile, disgusting. And they should be put in prison for at least most of their life, even longer. That's what femons say, isn't it? But we're hearing more and more of the femons teachers going with their students. But that seems to be okay. Double standards from femons everywhere. If a man cheats on his girlfriend, he should have his goddamn legs cut off. Because he's just a sexual animal. But when a femon cheats on her boyfriend, it's because she's not happy in the relationship and her boyfriend's not paying enough attention to her. Have you ever heard a femon admit that the divorce was her fault? I don't think I remember one. There might have been one. Then, as you notice, you're not really allowed to criticize a femon, are you? But femons can criticize men till the cows come home. You real men out there, you stay away from the femons, the modern ones especially. You're much classier than that. Life without morals or respect or dignity is no real life at all, except for the animals. And who in society looks more like animals today? And now I'm gonna go for a quick spin on my chair. Whee! you upside the bottles.